Consistency is about showing up. It's not about doing your best, doing it right, but you're going to show up every single time. Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving, for women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. So this is the first solo Thea episode for the new Cowgirls Over Coffee podcast, and I just wanted to take a minute to chat with you really quickly about how I see this all playing out moving forward. I want these solo episodes to be very casual, and I keep thinking intimate, which sounds a little bit wrong, but we're just going to go with it. And I want these to be just quick thoughts that we share, or I share with you, and then I hope that we can keep the conversation about this going in the stories on Instagram or comments or whatever. So feel free to, you know, tag me in your stories and tell me what you think about this. Also, I want to keep these fairly unscripted. So what I do for my process is I'm just jotting down some notes and then I'm working off the notes and not really like giving you like a full scripted experience, because again, I just really want this to feel like a conversation between friends. And you know, you can kind of hear when things are scripted sometimes. So I don't want that sound. And I'm afraid even looking at my notes sometimes it will sound that way. So I'm going to do my best and we'll just see how it goes. But let me know what you think. Again, I want to keep these short and also some actionable. So I'll wrap it up at the end with some things I think that might help you. A lot of these are going to come from my own. Like I said, this is an experiment, right? Like I'm really treating this entire podcast in experiment in figuring it out. And so these will come from what I'm working on in my personal life, as well as what I see coming up in themes and conversations that we're having inside the Cowgirls Over Coffee membership. So this one I actually pulled on my Instagram stories a couple of weeks ago because I told everyone, hey, what should the first solo episode be about? And it doesn't surprise me that cultivating consistency is what came up because I think this is a bear. So let's chat about cultivating consistency. So I will be completely transparent with you. Consistency is my greatest weakness by far. I think of all the things that I have not mastered, consistency is not my spiritual gifting. And it's not necessarily, I think there is a couple of enemies of consistency. And a lot of times we automatically assume it's like a laziness or a lack of willpower or a lack of desire, which I think can be true for some people. But I think for the bulk of people, especially if you are a Cowgirls Over Coffee person, it's very much more likely that you're like me. And it's kind of a combination of being super creative, really being a big picture kind of person, having really big goals kind of thing, big ambitions. And it's almost like, for me, this is so bad. I can't possibly be bothered with the details, right? Like that is a little gremlin that I deal with that I'm battling in my, you know, battle for consistency is just like, oh, the details. And it's so boring and it's so mundane. And, you know, really consistency is all about actually caring, like having care for the details. And when we think of it like that, I think that's just a little bit of conviction to like set down the big moves and the big dreams and be like, okay, I need to treat these details with care, which is something that I'm actually getting better at as I, dare I say, grow up, as I become more mature. So funny, my mom always said I was 4 going on 40 or whatever. And I think I've been mature, but like there's that immaturity where I just have wanted to go with my gut instincts all the time. And my gut instincts are be creative, do the thing, you know, YOLO. But honestly, like that just, as I've gotten older, it does not serve me. And consistency is honestly the closest thing there really is to having like a magic ingredient for success, in my opinion. And looking at my notes now, it's elusive because it's simple, but it requires us to show up again and again and again and again, right? Like that's the very definition of consistency, is that showing up part. And oh my gosh, it's so boring. It's hard because there's nothing exciting about it. And I think sometimes these big moves and be brave and, you know, you only have to be brave for 10 seconds and all of that is great. Like that sounds fun to those of us who are like goal setters and big dreamers. But this whole show up and do the little tiny thing or the 10 tiny things every single day, every single week, every single month in perpetuity. Well, that's not exciting. And the other side of that is that it's a really low payoff in the short term, right? Consistency is cumulative. Like the payoff is cumulative. So you've got to be in it for the long haul. So if you're someone who needs validation or feedback or some kind of payoff or profit off of your actions in order to keep that momentum going for yourself, consistency is not, you know, it's not easy to be consistent. It's a grind. But I often refer to the need to master the mundane. And that is really the essence of what cultivating consistency is all about. So we really have to start with that respect and care for those boring details so that we can master the mundane. And that's, if we do this, I've seen this paying off. I would say I've really gotten better, not great at this in the last, 2.5 to 3 years. I have really like this master the mundane mantra of mine because I started to see the payoffs, right? And like when you see those payoffs, and I always think that weight loss is a really great way to look at this, right? Because we know it's going to take a while, right? We know we still are like, I have been eating good for a week. I've been going to the gym for a week. Why haven't I lost 20 pounds? Why don't my arms look awesome and ripped? We know it, but it's still hard. So I know consistency is a grind, but quite frankly, it comes down to doing the crap we don't want to do, right? We have to do the stuff we don't want to do, and we have to do it on a regular basis and keep showing up. And just what we need to do, I think, is release some of this judgment about how the quote-unquote necessary, simpler practices like planning are super boring, right? We judge that we don't need them, right? I don't really need to do the planning, right? This is a classic one for me. This is me before my dedication to all of the consistent practices I've been trying to implement and maintain. But we have a lot of judgment, I think, around, oh, why should I plan? Because things are just gonna, like, we can talk ourselves out of consistency in the most important areas of our lives so easily. So we need to release that judgment around the fact that it's not for us. Like, we can get away without doing that. Okay, you can. You can. For the most part, I mean, there's going to be the anomaly, like, and maybe you are one of those people. I am not. But for the most part, we're going to have to do all those things we don't want to do, right? It seems silly. It seems pointless. We have all the right counter arguments to why we don't need to do this thing. But if we just sit down and do it, your future self is going to thank you. We are going to get the consistency put into action. So that's just my take on, you know, the importance of consistency and what's standing in our way. And I commit to consistency, right? I think it's something that we know we need, like we say we need it, but we're really not willing to put in the work. And it's evidenced by the results we're getting. If we're quote unquote working at something or we've been trying to get something done, we probably haven't been consistent about it for long enough, if we're being perfectly honest, because it's boring. And it requires that slow grind. And it's just kind of meh, right? So the whole thing about consistency, this is also not a very exciting thing. So I'm going to bring a little big sister energy to you here now, as we have gone over the fact that consistency is boring and we either don't want to do it or don't feel like we have to do it, right? We're making all the excuses. Do it, okay? You're going to have to get over yourself. You're going to have to get over what is standing between you and being consistent in these small details, especially if you want that success. If you want to be successful in any of your endeavors, it's going to require consistency. And that comes to our health goals. That goes to our business goals. Do you know, I have been in this content game with, you know, creating content, Instagram, Facebook, blogging, all of that stuff for a very long time, for like 15 years now. And I will say the people who win out are the people who can be consistent, even over having the best. I have seen so many people have the most beautiful content and true thought leadership come and go, but the ability to be consistent wins out every time. So it's time to decide that we're going to try this, like whatever those practices and habits and routines are that we're going to put in place, we have to commit to the mastering the mundane, and that is the consistency. We have to commit to, I'm going to sit down with my calendar every month and go over the things and go through whatever your routine is. If you're in the membership, we have like a map your month thing that we do every month. It's so boring. It's the same dang thing every single month. But you know what? It matters because it cultivates consistency. And the more consistency we have, the less resistance we have. We become better at doing the thing. It takes less effort. This is what expands our time. Consistency is what expands your time, your attention, your energy, because you get better, you get more efficient at doing it, but it's going to take a long time. So I want you to commit to consistency, and I want you to give yourself a timeline that is 3 times longer than you think it's going to take. Whatever goal you have, whatever objective you have, I want you to take, and I don't care if you have 3 objectives or 12 objectives, I'll get into that later. Less is more, okay, until you can be consistent and master the art of consistency. Pick someone somewhere where you can master the art of consistency, because then when you get good at being consistent, you just quantum leaped, right? Like you just changed the game for yourself because you now have what it takes to always be consistent. And you just pick the things and you execute consistently, and you're going to see the results. This is right along the lines of, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail, right? If you knew that whatever it is, whatever that objective is that's on your heart and in your soul and on your mind, put that in a picture in your mind. Now imagine you achieved it in 3 times the length that you want to achieve it in. 3 times the length. So if you wanted it in 1 month, it's 3 months. If you want it in 1 year, it's 3 years. But you know, I guarantee you, you're going to get it in that time frame. Would you commit to showing up and doing the things you already know you need to do, right? You don't probably need someone to tell you what you need to do. You just need to do them consistently and have the staying power. Have the staying power. Everybody's tired. Everybody's on a grind. Everyone's overwhelmed. Commit to the consistency. So that's my little call to action for you. And I want to, maybe, would you like if I give you a few tools that actually helped you with this? Okay. So hopefully at this point, you're like, yes, Thea. All right. I got you. I'm willing to commit to consistency. I'm willing to look at a longer runway for that. All right. I'm game. What do we do? So let me start. I'm a big fan of affirmations not because they're magic. Okay. There's nothing magic about an affirmation, but it's just neuroscience. And I'll keep it super simple here, is that our brains have a negativity bias, right? Like they default to not trying things, not doing things, because that is what our brains understand is keeping us safe. But when we use affirmations, we're priming our brains to believe in the positive outcome, right? Because we just have to take a one little step for our brain to like believe something is possible, to believe we're a little more competent than our brains want to give us credit for. So I think affirmations are a great tool for just stepping your brain up. And that's going to reduce the amount of resistance you have when it comes to executing on these consistent habits, routines, and practices that you just said that you were going to do, right? So I'm going to give you 3 of my favorite consistency affirmations. You can write these down. We can drop them in the show notes. And also like get on Canva, make yourself a little thing on your phone or whatever, or put them on your mirror on a sticky note and look at these forever so that you remember that you need to master consistency. So here's the first one. Are you ready? I navigate many demanding roles, and prioritizing consistency allows me to excel in each one. Okay, because I know you have lots of demanding roles and lots of competing priorities, but we are going to prioritize consistency because that is what is going to allow you to excel at all those different roles that you're having to fill. Second affirmation, even when time feels limited, I consistently show up in the best way I can. Consistency is about showing up. It's not about doing your best, doing it right, but you're going to show up every single time. Okay, just one more affirmation for you, okay? My consistency is a reflection of the respect I have for myself and my ambitions. Okay? Let your efforts towards consistency be a reflection of the respect you have for yourself and your ambitions. Okay? That if that ties it to you a little more, that makes you feel like, "Oof, okay, that's going to help keep me on the track to being consistent," right? All right. Now, the second thing I'm a big fan of is journaling. So I have some journaling things for you. Again, if you're listening to these, if you do not have the time to journal, to sit down in a quiet space with a pen and paper, which is the ideal situation because there's been study after study, Google it if you want to prove me wrong or right. But like the actual act of writing just cements things for us. It helps us think more deeply and process them. If you honestly don't have time for that, which is a good possibility, if you are a new mama or you have 3 jobs or it is, you know, just a busy season, I know fall season can be busy for many of us. If you really truly don't have the time, I believe you. I don't think you're full of it. Just think about these things, okay? At the very least, please think through each of these prompts because again, we're priming our brain to start processing things. Remember, your brain is not meant to remember. Your brain is not a container. We're not supposed to hold all this information. Our brain is a processor. So we need to let it process and work on these problems for us, not just try to hold on to things. So let's go with these little journaling prompts. First, I want you to envision yourself 1 year from today having accomplished all the things you want to accomplish. Okay. And I know like I just told you to 3x your timeline, but we're just doing this for the journaling portion, the journaling portion of this project. So envision yourself, you're where you want to be. It's 1 year from today. How do you feel? What are the emotions? How are you feeling with everything that you want to have accomplished is a year from now? What is it that you've actually accomplished? What are those accomplishments? And what does a typical day look like for you after you've accomplished all the things is a year in the future? You're just sitting there feeling what? Write about that. Okay, just free write about that. Give yourself at least 10 minutes on a phone, like set your alarm and sit there. And I don't care if you sit there and stare at the paper for a hot minute. Just see what comes up for you. Then I want you to go back and think about what are the habits, routines, and practices that need to be in place to bridge that gap from today, where you are today, to 1 year from now, where you have all those things in place. And that's just a little bullet points, all of the habits, routines, and practices that have to be in place to bridge the gap from now to a year from now and accomplished you. Okay, that's our first journaling prompt. Here's another one. This is going to be a brain dump time. I'm a huge fan of brain dumps. I like to call them thought deposits because dumps make me think of like the dump where you just take all your trash. So it is a brain dump, but I like to call them thought deposits. So I want you to create a comprehensive list of all the areas where you are inconsistent. Everything, like really just lay it all out there. Be super honest with yourself. This is heightened awareness. Where are all the things that you are inconsistent? And I don't say this to be like, get down on yourself, but like we need to like dial up that awareness, okay? We need to be ruthless in identifying all the places we're inconsistent. And this is also when you look at this list, you're going to be like, oh man, this is why I'm not making the progress I want to make, right? That's fine. That's where we are today because we already committed to being consistent and doing so for 3 times as long as we think that we should have to be. So after you have that whole list, I want you to first reflect. So what are the honest roadblocks and interruptions and things that are holding you in patterns of inconsistency? And which ones can you mitigate? So we're looking at everything, all of these places where you're inconsistent, and you're going to reflect on them. What is honestly a roadblock? What is interrupting you? What is holding you back and keeping you stuck in that pattern of being inconsistent? Like they're the things that keep tripping you up every time you try to post content for your business on a regular basis, every time you try to go for a run every evening. What are the things that are getting in the way? Okay, and then we're going to look back at those. And of those, some of those are circumstances that you have no control over. Okay, so we're just going to release those because why focus on what we have no control over? What we're going to look at is what are the ones that we can mitigate? What are the ones that we can change? And let's identify those so we can start thinking of ways that we can remove those roadblocks, right? Next, we're going to review. So we're going to group together all of these places where we're getting stuck and see where we can be supported with a single practice or routine. So we're grouping together all of these things and all these places that were inconsistent. Is there a habit or routine or practice that would help support not being inconsistent in that area, right? So it might be like taking some time in the morning to make sure you have thought through your plan for the day. And that's going to help you to not be inconsistent with content planning or not be inconsistent with not having the things you need if you have to drive to town, right? What are the habits and routines that you can put in place that are going to support multiple areas where you tend to be inconsistent? Okay, and then finally, the third step in this one is we're looking at that brain dump still. You're going to revise. And I want you to choose three actions that you're going to take this month to remove the roadblocks, okay? Three actions. We're only going to do three actions. That's what we're looking at in this journaling prompt. Feeling good? I hope. All right, let's move on. Here's a third and final journaling prompt to help you explore how to improve your consistency. So willpower is not enough, right? Willpower is a finite resource. It's just like decision-making power, decision fatigue sets in, willpower fatigue sets in. It's a fact. There's books about it. You can DM me if you want to know some of my favorite willpower books, but it's not enough. So I want you to jot down all the ways your best self would be consistent. What would this require from you? What do you need to do differently to cultivate consistency? Okay, so now we're tying this to our identity, right? All the ways that the best version of you, the way you would do things, what are you doing to be consistent? What does it require you to do? How does it require you to show up? How does it require you to act with your friends, with your family, with yourself, with your resources? And that's your time and your energy and your attention. And what do you need to do differently to cultivate that consistency? So I want you to break those things down into the smallest actions, okay? So whatever that is, like if you're like, I need a morning routine, what are the tiniest, like give me 6,000 pieces of what that morning routine could look like. Or maybe you need to have a content planning strategy, all the little tiny things. A lot of times what's hurting our consistency is that we are making tasks that are too big. We are taking projects and calling them tasks, or the tasks need to be broken down. So because our goal, our mission is to improve our consistency, we're going to break these things down into the smallest possible bite-sized steps that we can do, okay? And then from all of those, we're going to choose three things to master first. The smallest thing you can do and master that first, because we are cultivating consistency. This is a long game strategy. We are going to be consistent for three times as long as we think we need to be. Okay, that's all I have for you today. I hope all of that made sense. Thank you so much for spending your time with me and working through this with me as we have our first solo episode. I hope you found this super useful. Please feel free to tag me on Instagram, either my personal Instagram at Thea Does the Things or on Cowgirls Over Coffee. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And I hope you have just the best week. Please take care of yourself. And hey, I am really proud of you for making that commitment to consistency. It's hard. It's hard and it's boring and it's blah, but those quantum leaps are worth it. Those quantum leaps are worth every ounce of boring effort, of overcoming our own thoughts about how we don't have to do these things, right? It's worth it. I want to see you succeed in every area of your life, in every single goal and objective. And honestly, the first thing to master is consistency. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.